Because Allah, for a whole week, he's not allowed to pull out his hair. A nazir can't take a haircut, he can't pull out his hair. Is Allah nazir choyfeif, he's allowed to scrub his head, or mafasfeif, he can even part his hair. But he can't use a strong comb to comb out his hair, because that's like a psik ratio, you're going to pull out the hair. So you see, klozo, but choyfeif means you're allowed to scrub your head. So drashi nazir b'chol k'cholodim shabbos. A nazir in the middle of the weekday has the same halacha like everybody on Shabbos, because he's not allowed to pull out his hair in nazir. V'nesveg in choyfeif, he can scrub his hair. Sharei b'nasir b'chol. At the end of Bryce, it says klozo, you could use nasir b'chol. You could use this soap, and you could use this type of a sand. Why is it mutter? Because the pshat is, even though it's also for nazir to pull out his hair, but here it's not mechavan to pull out his hair. And it's not a psik ratio, vada the hair will come out. Therefore, you're mechavan just to scratch your head or clean your hair. So, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter. Only Sirik, if you take a strong comb to comb your hair, that's like a psik ratio, vada the hair will come out, that's also. But kozman, it's not vada, it's not a psik ratio, it's mutter. So, Rashi, umafasas is Rashi menafet tsaroi. You part you here. Techiva deina mechavin muta. Yevakocha Reb Shimon kamalo. Alma nasa v'chorayt zimno deina meshayir. You see, even nasa also doesn't pull it out. V'ledomelis segreishav loyom. It's not domelis segreishav. So Mel is shver. If you say the brayse full goes according to Reb Shimon, why is the safer the brayse say avoloyicha ben tsaroi? The brayse's claw on Shabbos, you can't clean your hair with this nasir and chol. Why not? According to Reb Shimon, double shem mishavah should be mutter. Elamai chutz v'ray, the brayse goes according to Reb Yehuda. So because according to Reb Yehuda, what's the machlek in the two brayses? According to Reb Yehuda, if you say you're allowed to scratch with nasir and chol, you're allowed to polish the silver. So vice versa, it's not gurum. It's not the machlek of silver at all. His one brayse says you're allowed to clean the silver with nasa v'chol. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if by cleaning the silver you would be smoothing out the silver, it'd be usur, even though you're not mechavin. If you does davar she'ein mechavin, it's mutter. So why does the brayse say it's mutter? You have to say, because in the mitzvah, it doesn't smooth out the silver. The chlala doesn't smooth it out. So that's Shan the brayse. Why does the first brayse say it's usur to smooth out, to shine the silver with nasa v'chol? The chur, you have to say it's a muksadik sharla. You can't say anything what's a machik. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's vade, not a machik. And still one brayse says it's usur. So tomorrow, no. Eloho v'ho Rabbi Yehuda. Avada they both go according to Rabbi Yehuda. That adover sheni miskaven is usur. Utrei tanoi alibud Rabbi Yehuda. There are two tanoim alibud Rabbi Yehuda. Hai tan alibud Rabbi Yehuda sove goru. The machlekes, the two brises, if you're allowed to polish silver on Shabbos with this nasa rechol, the machlekes is in the mitzias, does it gur, does it smooth out the silver or not? One brise holds, it does smooth out the silver. Therefore, even though you're not mechavin, it's also contributed. Vaitana, leave the Yehuda, sova le gur. And the other Tana that says you're allowed to polish your silver on Shabbos with these material, even according to Reb Yehuda, is the pshat is that tzvadei not gur. It does not smooth out the silver. So therefore you're not doing any yisur. Al samuksa, since she had asked before Shabbos to use it, machshav alone helps. Only a shalom b'mamach is smoothing out the silver. This Tana holds that tzvadei doesn't smooth out the silver. Drashi Elohovaho, Hanech Tarti Mas Nisin, Tliel de Pligi Benasa, the Mechuluk Benasa, Bechil, we have Yehuda, they both go according to Yehuda. Uman the Osar, Sova, the one that Asas hold, Zimnin de Guru, sometimes it is Guru, sometimes you do smooth out the silver. We have Yehuda, who Omar Dovashenim Skavin Osar, we have Yehuda, Dovashenim Skavin, therefore you can't do it, because maybe you can smooth out the silver on Shabbos. Uman the Shor, the one that says it's mutter, sovar legor klal. The ain kam mishum machik. The man yama holds the smutter holds the b'shum oifer that never smooths out the silver. So therefore, you're not being over the yistam a machik. The machik means smoothing out something. Therefore, smutter to polish it on Shabbos. So the mar b'maya kimta. Who do we zet sign our brayso? What's the maskona krib Yehuda? Now the brayso goes according to krib Yehuda. That's why the brayse says your own hair, you can't wash it with nasa v'chil, because there's a chash, maybe the hair will come out, even though you're not a chavin, dover shenem skavin zosu. For the marvazoi, ein mosefo, avo ponov yodav raglov mutar. But your hands, ponov, your face, yodav raglov, your hands and your feet, that you're allowed to wash with nasa v'chil. It's only your hair you can't wash on Shabbos with this substance. Because this substance may pull out the hair, and that's an issa to pull out the hair on Shabbos. But your hands and your face is mutter to wash. Fredig Mar Kasha, Homa Veseir. If the half a minute is on your hand, you have hair also on your hand. So how are you allowed to wash your hand? Or else good, I have a beard. It says your face you're allowed to wash. So who on your face, you have a beard. So who has hair on your beard also? So how is it mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara, boy is saying the cotton. Talking about a young child. Young child doesn't have any hair on his face and his arm. That's what's mutter. The boy is saying the isha. Talking about an isha. An isha doesn't have any hair on the face or on her arms. The boy is saying the saurus. Talking about a saurus means a man that's a saurus that he also doesn't have hair. So that's what's mutter. Ve'enechnami, somebody that has hair on his face, stuck also to use this material, this type of soap, this nasr and choyol, because it's possible it'll pull out the hair. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Avashenim is kavanas also. So Rashi b'maya kim to Rabbi Yehuda, look at Tanya. Right, the bekotan isha v'saris, the less lines, less luzok, and they don't have a beard. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, ofa levinta shori, or offer dirt that's made levinta, you make to make bricks with, or else you had a brick matchil and you crushed it down into dirt, it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Rashi offer levinta, ketishat levina, you had a brick, and you chopped down the brick before Shabbos, and you have the dirt of it, you're allowed to shart Rashi, shari a loch of ponuf. You're allowed to use it on Shabbos to wash your face with. Even someone does have a beard, has this crushed down bricks, to use it as type of soap to clean your face with on Shabbos, his zikr will not pull out the hair. Therefore it's mutter. Omer Rabbi Yosef, kusvcho de yas mishori. This is also mutter to wash yourself with. Rashi, kusvcho de yas means pselos shumshimi, the pselos of sesame. After they squash out the sesame to make the oil, the pselos left over you want to use as a soap, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Omer Rova, ofo pilpole shori. You have a pepper that you grind down to make into dust. If you want to use that to wash yourself with the sauce of mutter. Shrash yofa papoli, schikas papolin, grinding down pepper, it's with black pepper. If you want to wash your face with Shabbos of black pepper, you're allowed to do it. Omarav sheshis, brada shori. Brada is another type of a soap. That's mutter. My brada, what's brada? Omarav yosef, it's made up of tilta hola, one third is a hola, v'tilta asa, one third is asa, v'tilta sigli, one third is sigli. Trash your brother, shore with Luchas Pot. I'm glad to use it for soap to wash your face. A holo, shore with of a root of a grass. Sheshima yoyo. Asa hadasim, it's one third hadasim it has. Sigli, ace of shkur and veal, say violets usually. Vyesh poi shloishol, it has three leaves to it. So that's what it's made up. So you use this powder to wash yourself on Shabbos is mutter. Omer Rav Nechemya bar Yosef, kol heicha deleka ruba holo shapadomi. Is the material of Ohola, that could be pulled out here. That's a strong substance. So as long as this compound is not made of hair or rove, of Ohola it's muta. Abi, it's not rove Ohola, you have rove of the other two substances, then it's muta, even though it has a lot of Ohola. But once it has rove of Ohola, that's a strong soap that will pull out the hair, then it's awesome. Boy, my name is Sheshis. Mal liftsoya zeisim b'shabes. You have olives, and you want to crack them on a rock. Like to bang them on a rock, that's a way of making the olive sweet. Is it mutter to do on Shabbos or not? Trashi, liftsoya zeisim blaz al hasela, lamatek mirosa. If you hit the olive on a stone, that's the way you make a little bit sweet. So you want to know, can you knock it down on Shabbos? The Shabbos is this called making a kli. Like you're not allowed to afshuya oichel on Shabbos is also. You're not allowed to curate an oichel. Something that wasn't an oichel beforehand, and now you're making it an oichel, that's also. It's time with the tikkun mona. The shal is this called a shmui oichel, that you're making an oichel. A taisa says, Pirish bekuntris, a taisa ma'al of tzvei azaisam shabbos, Pirish bekuntris, la'akaisam ala sela. You want to hit the olives on a stone. Lematik mirosan. This sweetens a little bit the sharpness of the olive. Umi boyle, iyosa v'shabbos, maybe this should be yosa to do on Shabbos. Why should it be yosa? Mishum shavya ochlo. This is called creating an oichel. V'tekun yochel, it's preparing the yochel. That's the shaylus. Omul hu, the more atakashin. That's the more shaylus though. Could be it's too bitter. People won't do it. They need this to make it edible. Maybe this is called ashmuya, as called your shafing on the yochel now. That's the shaylus. So omul hu, he ends in the back. If the middle of the weekday is the mutter to do this, you're only asking the shayla on Shabbos. On Shabbos, they'll take the olives and knock it against the stone. What about on the weekday? Kisavar, he holds Mishum Hefsad Eichlin. He held no, it's also do this even in the middle of weekday. You're like ruining the Eichel. You're like, you'd be Mavata the Eichel. It's called Hefsad Eichlin. The Marlema pleaded Shmuel. Lechura, he thinks that now on Shmuel. So, Lechura, it's a stira. What does the Gemara say now? He holds it's Osir because she be Mafsid the Eichlin. But the Chur Rashi explained why do people bang the olives against the stone? Tvarkeh, to make it sweet, to make the olives taste good. So where's the Hesed Eichlin? What are you being mafsed here? What are you ruining? You're only making the olives taste better by knocking it on the stone. So Taisa says, at the end of Taisa says, Oporach b'chol miyatiru, d'ika Hesed Eichlin shenifsen hamashke hazav mehen. That's what it means. The olive itself, you're talking making better, you're making sweeter. But you're losing the oil. The olive oil, when you knock it against the stone, the juice goes out, goes on the floor. That's called you being Hefsed Eichlin. So Hefsed Eichlin held it was awesome.
Doing the plastic bag.
That wasn't the shallow. The shallow was doing it on top of the stone, the shallow was.
Didn't
I
put a plastic
no,
bag
on
a stone?
Eichlin, that wasn't the shallow though. Eichlin, name a plague of the Shmuel. He holds his Mechulik on Shmuel. Oysa Adam called Tzorkin a pass. Shmuel holds no. Anything you want to do with an Eichel, I'd be not being the vase of the Eichel, it's mutter. Amris at Gemara 9, pass le misa. Pass you're allowed to do because you're not making any mis. You want to do something with the pass, you're allowed to do it, unless you're allowed to put a glass on top of the pass, or to put things on top of the pass, as long as you don't make the pass mis. Behind the misi, here what you did with this olives by knocking on the stone and making the oil come out, the oil became very mis. So mashmi yomamash master the oil. So that's why here he held the sauce even the weekdays. If he held it this, I don't know. I think we hold more. I'm not sure. Yes, yeah, right. What?
Again, no. Last time the
preschool,
they want to use food on
Atzmaus. Well, that's clothing, even my past, if you make meis, if you minus the food, there's no heter for that. No, the only heter is Mursa's past, you're not making a meis. But something, your mama should make meis, the Chorus of Shalom. Right. Amemo Mazutra of Ravashi. Heavy Yasu, they were sitting together. Asla Kamayu Barda. They brought this barda, this type of a soap we had before, the shalak, you wash your face with it or not, is Amema Ravashi Moshu. Amema Ravashi both hold it's mutter to wash your face with it. They use this type of a soap. Mazutra le Moshu. Mazutra didn't wash himself with it. Even though before we said it's mutter, Mazutra vice holds it also. Omule, Loisavu la Malaho, the Amar Shesh is Brada Shari. Don't you hold like we had before, Brada is mutter? Omulu Rav Mordechai Bar Mine Demar, achutz from this, the Afilu Buchel Nami Loi. I hold even in the middle of the weekdays, it's also wasa to use Barda. Not only on Shabbos, even in the weekdays. Why? Nami Loi. Nami Loi Svirlei. Sova Lokas, he holds Kihoda Tanya. Megarer Odom Galde Tsoya. You let a pull off, a gelid means a scab, a dirty scab. Or else the Galde Maka. A scab you have on top of your makam, shal besori, that's on top of your body, on your skin, vishul tsari. If somebody has tsar, the scab is bothering him, you want to pull off the scab to stop the tsar, that's muta. V'im vishul yapais, if you're only doing it to make yourself look nice, osir, he holds this osir. Even in the middle of the week, you're not allowed to do something to make your body look nice. And Rashi says, what's the yisur? Rashi mishum liyafes esatzme osar mishum layilbash geves simlas isha. Hey, that's the metzias of an isha. An isha does things to make herself look beautiful. So a man is not allowed to do things to make himself look beautiful. This man the Yamah holds, you're not allowed to take scabs even. Something that's on your body doesn't look so nice. Because the only reason you want to pull the scab off is just to make yourself look nice. He holds a saucer. Therefore, even b'chol saucer. So he held to use this barda that writes that something that doesn't just stop take off the dirt. It makes you look a little beautiful. It like makes your skin look nice. Even the weekday, it's also also. It's to put cream on your body to make your body look nice. He holds it also. So it's more of the inu. What are the other mandiyam hold though? Kemant savru kiho detanya. They all like it says in the brisa. Roy chitzodom ponav yodav ragla b'chol yoyim. Nay, the person is supposed to look nice. Supposed to wash yourself, your face, your hands, your ragla every single day. Bishvil koinei. Because you're doing avodas Hashem. You're front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Bishvim shenem, the Pasuk says, Kopol Hashem l'maneu. Everything was created in this world was for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we're also created to work for Hashem. So it's only nice that we should look nice. So therefore we have a heter to look nice, to dress nice, because we're doing l'shem Shemayim. Trashi b'shvul kaneil lechabit kaneil to give a kodesh baruch hu kovid. Dechsiv ki b'tzelam alakim osas adam. A person was created b'tzelam alakim. Therefore, he's supposed to look nice. V'yoid ta'aroy yebrius nois. People see nice people. Oimer they'll say boru shekoch lebelamai. They give shvach back to the Eibishter. Kodesh baruch hu created such a nice person. Therefore, there is in you to look nice. By the kofer l'ashem l'maneil hakel boru lechvoidei. And kodesh baruch hu created everything for himself. So Tois even says a bigger heter. Tois says here b'shul tsaroi. Tois says v'yemein loy tsar acher elishem izbayish lelech bein b'neyodam shori. If you have something on your body, this even according to the first man, the Yoma. If you have something on your body, does a pimple, doesn't look nice, and you're embarrassed from other people, he'll also be masking me. I've had to take it off. The end of chot tsar godum is there. But if you have no tsar at all, to you, you don't care. You don't care. People are not going to make fun of you. Just time you want to take it off to make yourself extra nice. That's the machlokes here. One man yom hold this osir, and pasha we hold the man yom that's mutter, that you're allowed to do it. Because we're doing it b'shvil l'kaneyu. Right. The only shal there is, one of the surim, I think the Chassam Sofer talks about it, one of the surim they want asher to shave, is al-gevarisha. One of the surim, one of the achranim want asher not to take a shave, because you're making yourself look like an isha. Like here it's more, here it's not just time to look nice, that's the mitzvah of an isha that she doesn't have hair in the face. So the man wants to take off his hair from the face, that's doim to the isha, that's doim to the isha looking like an isha. But it says, l'maisa, they make one of them.
Some of the same shall would be able to apply by cosmetic surgery. It was purely cosmetic.
Right. We have Leza ben Azayu, Aime, Kaifa, Mito, Al-Tzidu. The shall was in the Mishnah, where you made hatmona, where you had a pot, you soup pot, and before Shabbat you took it off the fire, and now you want to wrap it around with pieces of wool to retain its heat. The wool is not moist of heaven, it's only maimed, just keeps the heat the way it is. So you're allowed to make hatzmona before Shabbos. But the wool was muksa. So now if you put the wool all around the pot, now it's a shal on Shabbos, how do you take the pot off, the cover off? Are you touching the tzemer, you're touching the wool? So he has the answer is, mutzulta to the side, and let the tzemer fall off on the side. For noitul shema yitom, and there you'll take it off. But he's not matzah stam to pick up the pot the way it is, because we're afraid the way it was, they made like atmona. That means they had wool all around there, and they put the pot inside the wool, and the wool was all around. Now we're afraid if you just stam like pick up the pot straight, the wool will cave in like this. Later, when you want to put it down again, there's no room to put it down. We're afraid you have to want to open up again the wool, so that's also. Therefore, he says the eitzur is just matzah al tzideyo, move it to the side, then you won't have this gezeira. So the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Abba, Omar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav, Hakol Moedim. He says, a machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar said it's also to pick up the pot the way it is. The Chum say it's mutter. The Chum say you are allowed to pick up the pot. And then by such you can put it down again. So look, Rabbi Abba, Omar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Omar Rav, Hakol Moedim. Shim nis kalkolo haguma. If when you did pick up the pot, now the wool on the bottom, like caved in, it's this kalkula guma, there's no more hole to put the kli back down again. Shasal haxer. Avad, you're not allowed to put the kli down and like move the wool to the side to cover up the pot again, because the wool is muksa. Shasal haxer, tanan. Furthermore, tanan, it says in the Mishnah, v'achom moim nechom say, noit elom haxer. Nechom say, no, you're allowed to take off the pot, like take off the cover, and pick up the pot, and then put it down again. So you see, you are allowed to put it back again. So the more hechidami, how are we talking about? If the guma didn't cave in, now the guma is still there. You picked up the pot, and the pieces of wool are still on all four sides of it. It didn't cave in. So that's the case. Chum say you're allowed to put it down again. For the Gemara, shafer kamri rabbanon, like it's a pillow. Why does Rabbi Elazar dingzach on that? If when you picked up the pot, you don't have to move the wool anymore. You could just put the pot down again. Why does Rabbi Elazar say it's also avad? It should be mutter. The shafer kamri rabbanon. El alav, you have to say, afal pishin is kalkul aguma. The Chum say, even when you pick up the pot and the wool on all the sides like cave in, it's this kalkul, there's no more hole to put it down again. Loi, this kalkul aguma. And still the Chum say, let it put it down again. See, the Chum say, not like Rababa, that even though it's this kalkul, even though the wool caved in, still the Chum say, you're allowed to put the pot down again. So the Gemara loi. Li oilom, the loi is kalkul. Havada, the machlekes, the Mishnah is, when you picked up this pot, the wool on the bottom that you made atmanu with did not cave in. The hole is still there. and it's possible just to put slip the pot straight down to get into the hole. So what's the machoikis then? For hocho v'choshishin kamiflugi. It's the machoikis if you're choshin or not, you'll do it even when it caved in. Ma sova choshin shemun is kalkula guma. One says if you're going to be matih them to put the pot down again into the hole where the wool is on all the sides, and you don't have to touch the wool, if you'll be matih them to put the pot down now, there's exera sometimes they'll put it down even when the wool caved in, and now you can't stop put the pot down, you have to first go and move the wool to the side, and you come to touch muksa on Shabbos. So Rabbi Lez holds this exera, whether the hole is still there or not, you can't put the pot down again. No, umasav rein chashin. When we pass the chamim, we don't have this chash. So if you could pick up the pot and the wool stays still, the wool doesn't cave in, the hole is still there, you're allowed to put the pot down again into the hole. Omer Rav Huna, hi silukusta. If you have this silukusta, the trashi, it's a trashi esav. It's type of a grass. Shunor, it's a nice grass. Lamar, it looks very nice. Lareich, you smell it. Omer Malin kad offer. Usually, you fill up a pitcher of dirt. Lach a soft dirt, but toich v'nois, and you stick it into the dirt. L'toichoi, v'nois l'fnei sorim. That's the way you show it in front of the princesses. You put it like this. When you want it, noitloi umariach boy. They pull it out of the dirt and they smell it. It's a nice rose like, much like a rose. You have a rose. It smells good. So they put it into the dirt pile of dirt, and when the star wants to smell, he picks it out and smells it. When you get finished smelling it, you put it down again back into the dirt to preserve it again. Is if on Friday you like stuck this rose into the dirt, you pulled it once out, then you put it back in again to the offer. Sharp the dummy. Now even on Shabbos it's also mutter. Now rather the rose itself is not muksa, because it's something you can use to smell with. Here's Sony Shiloh, when you're putting it back into the offer, the dirt is muksa. So Shiloh, when you put the flower, like what the Ace of Rashi says, back into the dirt, are you moving the dirt or not? So we say, if you stuck it in before, and pulled it out once, and put it back in again, now when you pull it out on Shabbos, that hole is more or less stable, and it won't move around. So you're allowed to take it out and put it back on Shabbos, you're not being mazed of the offer. So Rashi, if you ain't mazed of the offer, it's not called to be mazed of the offer. So that's the Gemara. Hai se luksusta, dotso, if you stuck it into the ground, into this pot of dirt, shofar, you took it out before Shabbos, vada dotso, and you again put it back into the dirt, again on before Shabbos, shari, that even on Shabbos it's mutter to take it out and put it back again, because the hole is stable, you won't move the dirt in the hole. Vilav, but if you didn't pull it out and put it in again before Shabbos, also, because then on Shabbos when you stick it into the ground, you may move the ground, and that's an issa muksa. You be metalto the ground. Omar Shmuel, hai sakino debene urvi. If you have a knife that's between urvi, the same sidrashi, shenoyitzin sakin bein churas halavonim. You have bricks piled up. Shebabinyan lishdamer. You set aside in the binyan to make a nice building with these bricks, and you have a pile of bricks, and you have a knife stuck in between them. The same halacha. Dotsa, if before Shabbos you stuck it into the hole there, shofar, you took it out, for hoda dotsa, and you put it back in again, shari. Then on Shabbos you're allowed to take this knife out of the hole and put it back, because it's not cold, you're making a hole like on Shabbos. Here I think it's not a shal of mimetalto, the muksam, here's a shal of poshal's binyan. But you're not allowed to make a hole in the levonim, in the bricks, or else the shalach from binyan, you're making a keli. So if you pull it out and stuck it in before Shabbos, so when you do it now on Shabbos, you're not going to make the hole any bigger. So the hole is made already, so there's no shalach of binyan. But if you didn't stick it in and pull it out and put it in before Shabbos, to do it on Shabbos is also because you're making the hole bigger. Mazutra v'temer of Ashi Yomar, the gurudisa dekoni shapadomi. If you have this knife that's stuck in between the kanim, in between the reeds, there it's mutter. Shrashi, we're going to say the kani, kanim ad kolim, the reeds of a palm tree. Shayotzim harbi begezechad, one trunk, a lot of shoots come up. Utchufim zebezeh, they're very close one to the other. Shapadom l'noyetz petoichan sakin, you're allowed to stick a knife in there. L'shomim, to watch it. V'yein choshin shema yigrur haklipa v'chayim mishumoichik. Because we're not afraid when you pull out the knife, you can like smooth out the klipa. You won't smooth out the side, the bark of the tree. And if you smooth out the bark of the tree, it'll be chayim mishum. Moichik, you're not choshin for it. Why? Because it's not so tight. it's pretty roomy there. So you stick the knife in, take the knife out, we're not afraid you're going to smooth out the bark. Yeshabadam. Omale Rav Mordechai Rav, Moser Rav Ktina, Tiyufta. Rav Ktina is going to have to Tiyufta on your halachas here. Trashi Tiyufta, Lahanech Rabbanan the Yamri, Diloy Dotz, if you didn't stick it in, Vishofa, take it out before Shabbat, it's also. I'll bring your raya, still it's mutter. Even though you didn't before Shabbat, stick it in, then take it out. And there's no shal, you're going to move the muksa. Is halacha, Hatoymen Lefes, if you stuck Lefes, turnips, into the ground before Shabbat, Utsnoinis, we also have radishes. That you wanted to store in the ground before Shabbos, hatoymet lefes noinas takas hagefen, under the gefen, under the vineyards. It's in the fields. You dug a hole before Shabbos in the ground, and you put your turnips there, you put your radishes there. Is imhoya miksas olav megulin? If I be some of the leaves is sticking up out of the ground, is ain't a choshes. Now you're allowed to let it stay there, ain't a choshes. Loy mishum klayim, there's no issa klayim that Rashi shames.